Each week we like to talk sport, specifically who's happy, who's sad, who's red-eyed and who's looking towards the future. And we do that with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, Bear. Pretty excited, actually, after a great weekend of extreme heat and extreme sport.
So tell us who's happy.
I'd go with the Cricket Australia. I'd go with the Australian team. I'd go with Hobart for, look, basically, I reckon that is a fabulous time of the night to be watching cricket. Everything's settled and you can sit down and just enjoy a game.
I think I'd be more than happy with every test match being day-night because I get to enjoy it of an evening as opposed to missing it during the day. Think just, if nothing else, of the sponsorship dollars that they get to enjoy.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is, the only thing that could possibly get you onto another channel is a film with about 20 minutes worth of ads in it.
Yeah.
So you're never tempted.
No, not at all. And yeah, well done to the Australian cricket team. Although I've got to say, that English team, they were very, very poor, weren't they?
Well, we showed elements of Englishness in the last test.
Yeah.
But we also showed a bit more get up and go when it was needed.
Well, this is always the fear, is that when you have sealed a victory in a five-test series, that by the end of it, you won't care. But it turned out the English cared even less.
Yeah, I think that's probably not a bad analogy, actually.
Mate, who's sad today?
Oh, look, I'm only going to we're moving on. Bloody Djokovic saga, scandal, whatever. You know, gosh almighty, let's just move on.
Well, it put tennis on the front pages for a week as if that wasn't going to happen around Australian Open time.
Yeah, it did put tennis on the front page, and it also put political terrorists on the front page as well.
I'm looking forward to the next time Djokovic and Nadal go up against each other, because that one might have just a little bit more spice after Nadal said, you know, if you'd have just got a couple of shots, we wouldn't have had to go through all of this stuff.
Yeah, and normally the umpire asks the crowd to stop coughing in between points, and you might have to ask Djokovic to do that.
Who's red-eyed this morning?
Oh, look, let's say goodbye to the Indian captain. He was a hell of a fighter, absolutely amazingly aggressive guy, but yeah, maybe it is time to call it a day when you're screaming into a stump.
Yeah, look, I feel really sorry for Virat Kohli. He's given up the captaincy of the country that loves cricket more than any other on planet Earth, and probably several other planets as well. And all he's got left is the millions of dollars he'll be making on the Big Bash Leagues and the Indian Premier Leagues for probably about the next 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, look, he was never well liked by the Australian crowds, but certainly defended Steve Smith when he came back to the game after the Sandgate. He also stood up for bowlers of different, cricketers of different religions. Basically, the thing Australians hated about him was more or less the very thing that we demand from our own captains. He was a fierce competitor.
Yeah, that's right. He famously, before he forgave and stood up for Steve Smith about 18 months beforehand, he accused Steve Smith himself of cheating in a test against them. So he calls it like he sees it, Virat Kohli.
Yeah, and I think, look, you know, like you're saying, he'll move on to the other forms of cricket, but he certainly has been a great character.
Who's looking towards the future this morning?
Well, look, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a little Aussie girl, a little Aboriginal girl from Queensland, and she's about to put on her shoulders the hopes of the whole nation, mate.
The entire 26 million of us will be on the shoulders of poor Ash Barty. Do you think that's a bit too much weight of expectation?
She'll be right.
I tell you what, that is the one cure to the whole Djokovic experience, and pun is intended there, is that if she wins it, we'll have forgotten everything that happened before the final.
Channel 9 are sitting around at the moment, you know, I don't know if they're doing smoking ceremonies, anything, and just praying to whatever they want to pray to, that she goes on and makes the final and everyone just forgets about it.
Let's have an Ash Barty party. Tom Fury, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk more sport next week.
Oh, Djokovic is in the room. Catch you, mate. I've got to go.